Today's episode is about how consistency is the most important skill you can ever develop in business.
The Realtor 180 podcast, where valuable conversations and industry experts collide. Let's dive in and transform your business today.
Are you an entrepreneur, realtor, creator, or side hustler who's feeling like you've completely plateaued, or you're ping-ponging all over the place searching for your next breakthrough? Well, you're not alone, and you've certainly come to the right place. Today, Sean and I are going to talk all about being consistent and how it's the most important thing you can do to grow your business. Today, you'll hear about some of our struggles, challenges, and pitfalls we've run into along the way. But more importantly, we will chat about the one simple and most often overlooked thing that we implemented to keep us growing.
How are you? What's good in your world?
I am thinking about my next few goals and thinking about where do I want to go? And this episode is absolutely super relevant because we're talking about growth and what is the thing that you're going to do to keep your business growing. How about you? How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm actually excited to talk about that piece because we'll kind of unpack one of the things that I figured out during that same process. But I'm really good. I'm actually not wearing a blue shirt today.
Why is that? Why are you like to wear the blue shirts in today?
I know. That's what your mom said. She's like, every time I see you, you're in a blue shirt.
did she make you feel self-conscious?
Yes.
You're like, fine, I'm going to wear a white shirt now pattern.
I'm going to mix it up. So no blue shirt today, but blue jacket.
Don't let my mom get to you. She's always telling me, like, why do you look like a slum? Like, I'm always in a t-shirt. Like, that's how I roll, mom.
Because you're in Tech Valley over here. I know. Everybody is wearing a hoodie.
You know what's funny is when you roll in with wearing something other than a t-shirt or a hoodie, like a collared shirt such as yourself, in my field, the creator field design, they're like, what's up? You're like, where are you going? What's the event?
That's funny.
Anyway.
I'm excited to jump into this.
Yeah, let's dive right in.
We teased out consistency is kind of the most important key.
Yes.
Piece to all of this. But let's start earlier at the beginning with kind of some of the challenges that you've had along the way about prior to being consistent.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So many challenges. And here's the thing is you don't know how much consistency will solve a lot of your problems until you finally do it. Mm. Does that make sense? It's like like I said in the intro, you're ping ponging and you're like, oh, like, do I do this kind of marketing now? Do I sell this kind of product now? Like, and you're kind of like going back and forth between all of them. You're like, okay, there's got to be a magic bullet. One of these has to be.
I hate that. That's what we all do that is we look for that magic bullet. And I'm just going to be point blank and tell everybody right now.
Don't tell them there isn't one.
There's no magic bullet. What? There's no silver bullet. There's no secret formula.
Oh, dang there's, it.
This is funny. So on LinkedIn, I get hit up. I'm not kidding. 6 times a day.
Yeah.
And so I'll give you an example. So in San Francisco, the single family home on average, the average price is north of $1.3 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really high price point. And that these people are like, oh, I'll guarantee you like 5 leads a week or whatever it is. Like a really high number.
Ooh, they guarantee that? Amazing.
You know, and then if you do the math, I mean, this is like hundreds of thousands of dollars in commissions. Like, it doesn't pencil out why you would be selling them to me for like $500.
Right. Like, what's the catch?
Correct. Right. Meaning, I'm not going to get these leads. What's going to end up happening is I'm going to move the money from my account into their account.
Right.
And they're going to apologize for the lack of results.
Yeah. So they're offering you a magic bullet.
There's no magic bullet.
And then you buy into it. And then they're like, well, we gave you the magic bullet. You didn't pull the trigger. It's your fault.
It's going to be, it's going to get spun. And I have had friends who've spent thousands of dollars on these.
I know.
Oh, well, SEO, you will create these magic bullets. You get X amount of leads.
Right.
And then crickets. Literally nothing happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not saying all these companies are scammers.
Right.
Like maybe in some markets it works really awesome. But I'm just saying be really cautious because
there is no magic bullet is what we're trying to say. I have to add to that because in my field, in the creative field, especially photography and videography, you know, our magic bullet is the gear. You know, people like, what camera should I get? Like thinking that is what's going to produce results for them. And that's the first thing I get asked is like, what gear should I get? And like, I get it. You have to be able to do the craft. I get it. Yeah. But I myself, I'm guilty of this. So I'm not making fun of anybody because I did this myself. You know, I was like hoping that if I just get the right app, the right tripod and the right phone, that instantly I'm going to be producing videos and it's going to produce results for me. But unfortunately, that is not the case. You know, that is not the magic bullet. There is no magic bullet. That's not what's going to produce results for you.
I completely agree. It's literally, you can take any field, any sport, any industry, anything across the board. And for the beginner, the low hanging fruit is, What do I need? Like, what's the gear? And it's like,
what can I buy?
Like, you know, I don't play basketball, but let's just use that as an analogy. And it's like, okay.
Oh, no, we're treading into.
No, so it's like, all right, let's just model, let's say Michael Jordan. All right, yeah. So you buy the shoes, you buy these amazing socks that wick away the sweat, and you buy the special shorts and shirt and the basketball. And it's like, okay, now you got the gear.
What next? It's like, that doesn't make you.
Go practice.
That's basically what it is.
Go practice.
Like, go practice.
It's like, okay, so you're a photographer. You got the gear. Okay. What go now? Practice. like whatever field. Like, right. I mean, I'm sales through and through. Yes. It's like sales 101. I pick up the phone. Call somebody.
Yeah. Like, do the next thing.
Like, you don't need a special phone. You don't need a special headset. You don't need a special desk.
To this?
Like, just make the call.
And then I think a lot of the times I feel like, and I know this is what I've done before, is that's kind of a way to stall. And also I've used it as an excuse to say, I don't have the right iPhone yet. You know, I can't afford it yet. So I'm not going to make videos just yet. Cause you know, I don't have the right iPhone, you know, and I've certainly done that, but you know, a lot of the times we're just honestly stalling from the one thing we have to do.
We're stalling from perfection. Is we're trying to come out of the gate perfect and we're not. There's going to be a learning curve. There's going to be a lot of mistakes.
Right.
And it's just get past yourself and just do it. Like show up and just do it. And the practice is what gives you feedback, and that feedback is what gives you the results.
Right.
And we kind of teased out in the beginning with goals. And this was a huge mistake that I made.
Yeah.
Is I would emulate these people who were doing things successfully.
Oh,
and then I would do those.
Yes.
And then it would carry me forward, but it wouldn't carry me to my goal because that was the wrong organization.
Right.
If that makes
for
sense.
For you. Yes.
It's kind of like, it's like hopping in a plane, taking off, getting airborne, and then deciding where you're going to go.
That's a great analogy.
It's like good intention. Like you did a lot of the awesome work and you're in the air. The problem is, you're flying from San Francisco and you're flying west to go to New York,
right?
Which is east.
Well, eventually you'll get there.
Exactly. But if you just kind of took a second to figure out what are the pieces to do to get you to the goal rather than like, let me just copy these people who are doing things right. If that makes sense.
Yeah. That totally makes sense. And, you know, so there's lots of things I feel like that get in the way from people succeeding. One is you are getting your own way. And two is like you're hoping for that magic bullet. And then three.
We all know that at the heart of a realtor's business is the referral. My question to you is, are you proactively building out your trusted referral network? My goal is to connect our community with top performing agents across the country. To join our exclusive community, visit www.realtor180.com and click the Join Our Network tab to connect.
You're copying other people and not necessarily thinking about, okay, should I be copying them?
Yeah.
Is that the right way for me? And what's hard is for my field anyway, is you have these really like famous people that everyone tries to copy and be like, and I get that. But a lot of the times, one is you lose, like, it's not necessarily right for you, just like you said. It's not. So, for example, you know, in the vlogging world, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have this guy, Casey Neistat, and he vlogs a certain way, a certain style about certain things. And so many people try to copy him, but it can't apply because they're not him. Like, those things work for him.
Sure.
But, like, for somebody like me, like, his style, I'm going to admit I also tried to copy. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you try to copy somebody, it kind of stops you, like, because it's not clicking and,
yeah.
and it prevents you from moving forward because it's not jiving right with you.
I completely agree. And I remember when I was first starting my real estate career, and San Francisco is an incredibly tough market. There's thousands of realtors in a 7 mile by 7 mile footprint.
Like, wow. It's
pretty competitive space. And within that, I started at a boutique brokerage, and I became friends with this woman, Helena, who is a prolific agent. She does a significant amount of volume. And through our friendship, I was like, hey, can I just grab lunch with you? I would love to pick your brain. And I have no idea how I got on her calendar, but we wound up going to lunch. And I remember asking her, and she's about 15 years into the industry.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Huge volume. I mean, she sells like hundreds of thousands, right. hundreds like of pro. Millions of dollars worth of real estate
right.
every year.
Wow. That's
which
amazing.
Is huge. And I remember asking her, what do you do daily to be successful?
Ooh, I love asking people those kinds of questions.
And I really respect her. And she's always like very point blank with me,
yeah.
which I just always respect that in people. And she leaned in and she said, basically, you can't copy me. Because what I do at this point in my career is going to be different than what you need to do at
your
one.
Point in the career. So true.
And then
so
she true. Said, you need to ask me a better question of what did I do at year one to get me to year two.
That was great for her to say that.
And that was an aha moment. And then as I evolved, you know, I would go and then ask people year two to year three, what did you do to get you from two to three? What were the successful things? What were the pitfalls? And then from three to four and four to five. And that was that subtle nuanced question in shifting it was a huge eye opener. And that was the difference between taking off and flying around and then trying to figure out where to land versus I'm flying to New York. This is exactly how much gas I need to get there. And this is the route.
Yeah, I think one very important thing before we continue on the topic of consistency and growing your business is one is you got to figure out which direction you need to go. But then once you figure that out, you can't just stop there. Okay, now I know where I need to go.
Correct.
Well, okay, what's next? Like, what is you basically you start on that journey and you move forward by being consistent either in the steps that you take or just however it is that you need to move forward.
Yeah.
And I have to say the idea of consistency can be, for me, it's two things, right? One is consistency in your direction. So for you, like, you know, heading towards, you know, I don't know too much about real estate, but like, you know, being a realtor and staying in that direction rather than like being, you know, realtor and then becoming a vlogger, you know what I mean? Consistency in what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I feel like for my field, for creators, there's sometimes that lack of consistency. And I forgot who I was talking to recently, but they're like, oh yeah, like, I have a podcast and I do this and we do this and do this and do this and this. And like, whoa, I was like, you know, I was like, why not just pick like two or three things and like deliver on those rather than being scattered and kind of being everywhere and they're different topics, you know? So I think that consistent in that is also important. The other consistency I want to bring up is the act of doing. So everyone kind of by now knows my video a day. That's also how I think of consistency is in message and in delivery.
I completely agree. And there's a very specific phrase I use for this.
Okay.
It's called shiny object syndrome.
Oh my gosh.
And
yes.
So I have another very dear friend, Brandy.
I love shiny objects, I have to say.
So Brandy and I, every Tuesday, her and I would go have lunch together, and we did it for a very significant amount of time. And what we would do is her and I were very parallel with our production, our business, years in the business, and we would talk about basically where we're at, what challenges we had during the week, what we were finding, how to work through it, And we kind of used each other as a soundboard. And I don't know how the phrase came to be, if it was her or I, or if somebody else, I don't know where the phrase came from, but we've just started using it. And then the relationship Brandy and I had is we would call each other out and be like, oh, is that another shiny object?
New object.
And basically, if you look at any business, you work in your business and you work on the business.
Right.
And there's a distinction between the two. Yes. In is producing the finances and driving revenue and things like that. Working on it is pushing the direction. There's you need to, as an entrepreneur, allocate time to both sides.
Yes.
Both brands, right? Yes. To make sure that both things are growing, so then you can ultimately continue to grow the business. Mm. And with Brandy and I, you know, we would get these, you'd get these sales pitches and people would be like, oh, I got this new shiny object.
Yeah.
And then Brandy and I would bounce it off each other and be like, hey, is this a good idea or is it a shiny object? And then we would always just ask each other really good questions regarding, does this align with your goals? And will this help carry it there?
Yeah.
And within that.
That's really good to ask those questions. Yeah.
Because there are so many shiny objects.
So
in the shiny objects, it's kind of like if you imagine a fishing lure, they're incredibly shiny and it's designed to catch the fish's attention and draw them towards it. Those are just distractions in our business.
Yes.
And there's so many of them. And there like, oh, there's a new social media platform. I have to jump
there's
on
TikTok.
It. Like, oh, and then and then everybody's moving back towards Instagram. No, no, we're going over to Snapchat. No, no, hold on. We're going to LinkedIn.
There's so many.
And
yeah.
It's like, if you have a team and you can just throw money at it, great, have at it. But if you're a solopreneur, you're a one woman show, it's like, decide. Like, pick what's going to get you from point A to point B.
Right.
And then be consistent in that thing. And my caution is with the shiny objects is there's just an incredible amount of distractions every day.
Yeah.
That you need to like put those blinders on and just stay focused on the goal.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the big things that get in the way to consistency is the alluring, shiny new object that's out there that's promising to fast track you to where you want to go. But a lot of the times it becomes, you know, a sidetrack rather than a fast track. Mm-hmm. And I've also found that to be the way. That's why I am just like, you know what? I'm not going to get that new piece of gear. I'm not going to, you know, like do this new thing. Like I haven't fully invested in TikTok. I've just done one video.
So there is an agent, which granted, I understand that I'm referencing realtors quite a bit and it's just because I'm in this industry, but as a realtor, I'm 100% commissioned. So I'm an entrepreneur and within that, same struggles, same business challenges, if you will. There's a realtor in New York, Leonard Steinberg, who this guy's incredible. Literally every single day sends a good morning email to the entire agent community within his network.
Nice.
And there's no sales pitch. There's no position for him. It's just bringing goodwill. And he's communicating out what's happening in the market, what's happening within the specific sub niches, what's happening with other agents. And it's just this amazing thing that's been incredibly consistent in my inbox for days, weeks, months, years. Like it's just, I'm kind of blown away by it. It's not dissimilar from what you're doing, Salo, with the video a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're starting to round towards the end, but I see your challenges with it. It's incredibly difficult to just be consistent day after day after day after day.
For sure. And I think a lot of the times to deliver on that consistency, you have to, I don't know what Leonard does, but you have to find ways to make room for it. Mm-hmm. And I think you know that I do my videos towards the end of the day, but sometime between 7 and 8 p.m.
Yeah.
That's kind of like my time I carve out for it. So I think, consistency is really important. And I'm not knocking that it's not hard. I recognize how hard it is. But I think nothing has given me more benefits in the everything that I do actually than consistency. And I will admit I am not the best at what I do. I know, shocking. What? I'm not the best filmmaker, not the best photographer. Out of all the mobile, you know, videographers, filmmakers out there, I am certainly not the best. But I have to say I'm most consistent and I put my work out there and people see that. And yeah. I think that's what sometimes, I hate to say it, it's what gives me an edge.
Yeah.
It's because I'm consistently putting my work out there. And eventually, I hope, and I'm pretty sure because I've had experience with, you know, photography, is if I keep doing the work, if I keep making these videos, I will eventually become really good. You know, yeah. But that my goal in is to just do the work.
You're so humble. I love it. And I honor you for that. But let's kind of, for the audience who's new and not familiar with you, you have been consistent with your work. Let's say your photography.
Yeah, I credit myself.
Some huge international brands have seen your beautiful work and have put it on billboards, Apple, around the world, which is, that's amazing. And that is kind of the point to all of this.
Yeah, I say this, like, again, I am not the best photographer.
Sure.
But it was found because I had a ton of work out there, man. Like there, you were always seeing a photo of mine with the hashtag all the time, every single day for like 8 years. Like if Apple was looking for Photoshop on iPhone, they're going to find mine no matter like over anyone, you know what I mean? Like, and it's because, you know, if just do the math, right? Yeah. It's statistics. Statistically, I had, I had the advantage.
I agree. And that's when it comes to marketing and exposure, it's all about covering up space.
Yeah.
And in previous episodes, we've talked about this quite a bit. And you know, I'm a firm believer of if you don't know me, you don't know who I am,
right,
you're not going to do business with me.
Yeah, it's
like,
so true.
Like as a fellow realtor in, let's say, Montana, and you have a client moving to San Francisco and you don't know the name Sean Kunkler, guess what? I'm not going to get that opportunity to service.
Yeah. And I would love to bring up this tweet that was sent out by this creator, Roberto Blake. He's this, you know, big YouTuber. And one of the things he said is similar to what you're saying is, you know, and also what I'm saying is like, there are a lot of really, really great creators, a lot of talent out there, but nobody works with them because they're not putting their work out there consistently. And oftentimes it's mediocre people like me who is putting their work out there and is consistently, I'd like to think I'm a little better, but you know what I mean? Like not as good as a lot of people who don't put their work out there and they're not found. And so his message was basically saying, you got to learn marketing and you need to be consistent with it.
As people may know from previous episodes is I'm a black belt and I studied Kung Fu for a number of years. I'm a whopping 5'8". At the time, I was probably 140 pounds soaking wet. So I wasn't big. I didn't have the stature. I wasn't incredibly fat. Like I didn't have all of these natural physical attributes.
Yeah.
But I, in my brain, every day, I would constantly say to myself, I will not be outworked. I'm going to show up and I'm going to work harder than anybody else in the room.
Yeah.
And because of that, I was able to achieve that next level. And then when I got into real estate, I had the same, I carried that mindset. And I think that's so incredibly important is it, actually, if we go to Chris Gardner, and we've talked about the C5 complex,
right?
When he talks about breaking down your goal has to have five very specific things.
Yeah.
One, it's got to be clear, concise, compelling. You have to be committed and you have to be, and this is the clincher. You have to be consistent.
Yep.
And so, and that goes back to the very beginning when we were talking about goals and setting goals.
Yeah.
Is first clearly outline what the heck your goal is.
Yep.
Clear. That's step number one in Gardner's rule of five is be incredibly clear. And then figure out that the one thing that's going to move you incrementally.
Yeah.
One step at a time, day after day towards that and be incredibly consistent with that thing. Put that thing, that one thing on your calendar and do it. like Leonard Steinberg
yeah.
in New York, every single day he yeah. hits send on that email. Every day. Yeah. That's incredible.
It is incredible and it is incredibly hard. But I can't like say enough about how much you will benefit by doing it. And one of the things I agree with you for me is everyone's like, oh my gosh, you're still doing video a day and you haven't missed a day. Yes, I haven't missed a day. And here's the secret. Like you said, is you need to time block it. You need to have a certain time the day yeah. where you need to make room for it. That's how you're going to be consistent. And then the second thing is you, if you're going to be consistent about, like, you can't let your ego get in the way. And yeah. a lot of times, like, people don't send that email, people don't make that video because they're judging themselves and they're like, it's not good enough. And I think that's ego. Like, you just yeah. like push ego out of the way, do the work and then deliver it. So I think those are, and then the third thing is sometimes it is hard for me to stay motivated and you need to figure out how you're motivated. And I think this is a great topic for next time is, are you internally motivated where you can motivate yourself or are you externally motivated? I am the latter where other people holding myself, being accountable to other people is what makes me deliver. If it was just like, you know, me promising myself that I'm going to do a video a day, oh my gosh, I would have failed at video 15. But I knew how I am motivated. That's why I put it out on Instagram and I told everybody I'm doing this and I still hate myself for doing it right now because I knew I would deliver.
I love it. That's a great topic of how are you motivated?
Yeah.
Because when you shared those two examples, and I've never actually thought about it, but I'm the former. Once I decide,
that's fascinating. Like, you are.
I just go after it. And I compete with myself.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this in other episodes is once I'm on a streak,
yeah.
then my ego kicks in and I cannot break that streak.
Right.
I don't care if the world is burning down and I'm in the middle of it. I'm not breaking that streak.
Yeah. And it's just like your meditation, right? You're still doing it like day in, day out.
Day in and day out for I don't even know how long. I've lost track, but yeah. but I don't look at how far I've come or how far I'm going. I just every day I can't miss. And it's more for me to just in my brain say I'm consistent. We've identified ourselves in a new way.
And after a while, it just kind of becomes a part of your life. It becomes a norm. Like for me, creating a video a day is kind of a norm. And it's like fitting in really well. And it's just part of your life.
So John Maxwell, who has a large number of leadership books, and I've read a large number of them. He's an amazing guy, very smart. And there's one of his quotes is essentially consistency develops routines. And then the routines develop the momentum.
Nice, yes.
And those are ultimately your habits.
Right.
And again, to go and to kind of unpack all of this is once you figure out what your goal is and then you figure out the area to be consistent in,
yeah.
and then you flip it and you've developed a habit around it.
Yeah.
It's no longer, oh, I have to.
Yeah, it's just something you do.
Yeah, it goes from being pushed to do something to being pulled to do something. Yeah. And internally it feels very different. Like I'm pulled to get up at 6 a.m. and go work out. I'm pulled to meditate.
Kind of like brushing your teeth. You know,
you don't think about it. When was the last time you thought, oh,
I have to brush my teeth.
Like you just do it. Like you have a nightly routine.
Yeah.
You have a morning routine.
Yes.
And then you can actually look at people and you can easily tell what the routines are.
Right.
What they consistently do are their habits, and their habits show up in the real world.
Yes.
And I think on that note,
that is a great, great piece of advice right there.
That's a wrap.
Thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to chatting with you next time.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Realtor 180, where industry experts elevate your business. Be sure to subscribe and share this episode with a friend. Until next time, keep thriving.